Good afternoon. Today is Friday the 13th, Freaky Friday, and you are listening to Guild Investments Global Market Podcast. Today we have on our program Rudy Von Ible, Senior Research Analyst. Now remember, if you like what you heard, please hit the subscribe button and subscribe to our podcast. You'll receive updates on a weekly basis. If you don't like to listen to the podcast and you want to read our weekly updates, you can please visit www.guildinvestment.com, where you can sign up to receive our weekly email updates. Also, we have a YouTube channel. If you search Guild Investment Management, you'll find our YouTube channel where you'll see video of our commentary as well as some special events and features that are available on YouTube. Today on our program, we have Rudy Von Ible, Senior Research Analyst. How's it going, Rudy?
It's good, Tim. How's your Friday?
It's pretty good. It's Friday the 13th. I was a little bit concerned, and the markets reacted a little bit like it was Friday the 13th.
Just a little bit. They did. That's true.
And recently, there was some corruption issues in some of these emerging markets.
Yeah, it was interesting. In very quick succession, we had two leaders being sentenced to lengthy jail terms. Very close to one another. One was in South Korea, where the president had been impeached some time ago, and she was sentenced to 24 years in jail for accepting bribes from some of the big industrial conglomerates in South Korea. Interestingly, she got 24 years, but the people who gave the bribes to her are already out of jail. So that was one, and the other was Lula in Brazil, who was sentenced to 12 years in prison for a crime that he committed that was discovered as part of the quote-unquote car wash investigation. That's the name of the investigation that's been looking into corrupt dealings between big Brazilian construction firms and actually hundreds of Brazilian elected officials. And Lula, back in the day when Brazil was a booming, developing market and was doing really well, Lula was president. He was one of the most popular leaders in the world. And he still has a big following, especially among poor Brazilians, because he's very fondly remembered by them. But that was not enough to protect him. So off to jail goes Lula. Yeah, two big cases at the same time.
This, and then I think this crackdown in corruption should be positive for the markets, shouldn't it?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, while this whole process has been going on in Brazil, Brazil has also been going through and then coming out of a very severe recession. And investors in Brazil have done very well in recent months. And this might be an opportunity for them to consider how much they want to leave on the table. South Korean equities have also performed very well. And it often happens that when there's a big revelation of corruption, it's very disruptive for markets in the beginning, and they can go down quite dramatically as things are shaking out. But then as a big corruption scandal resolves itself, that can sometimes be a very good opportunity for investors to come in as the market is going to head back up again.
So moving from Brazil and South Korea, now we have possible tensions with China and the U.S.
Yes, that is true. We do. We have two very bullheaded leaders, President Trump and President Xi, in China, and we have potentially all the media talking about a trade war in the offing between the United States and China. And there's no doubt that if a real trade war actually happened, it would be detrimental for the U.S. stock market. But we just want to observe to everybody that everybody's talking about a trade war, but it's not actually happening yet. The first tariffs aren't even going to take effect for some time. And mostly what we've got is a lot of grandstanding and a lot of tough talk. And we think we're going to see more tough talk and then conciliatory talk and back and forth and lots of negotiations. So talk of a full-blown trade war, we believe, is pretty premature.
And like today is Friday. We're heading to the earnings seasons right now, especially with some of the banks.
Yes, that is true. Earnings are getting underway. Overarchingly, we are looking out and looking past immediate market volatility and the volatility that's been affecting U.S. markets since February, which is really just a return to normal volatility after a long period of very low volatility. And we look beyond that at the economic fundamentals that are what we really monitor. We monitor credit conditions and we monitor economic activity and a variety of other things. And, you know, things look pretty good. And so we actually expect it to be a, we expect it to be a very good, very strong earnings season between a global economic pickup, tax reform, very positive consumer and business sentiment, and you know, an economy that looks like it's finally hitting its stride after a long period of subpar performance. We think that corporate earnings are going to be pretty good.
And I don't know if, actually, we receive a lot of emails in regards to the precious metals and gold market. And I think that it's been doing quite well these last few weeks or days, haven't it?
Yeah, it has. And of course, volatility is always going to be helpful for gold, which is kind of a vote of no confidence in the stability of you know, governments and other markets. But really, in the last analysis, precious metals depend on the U.S. dollar. So if the U.S. dollar keeps going down, we think gold will rise nicely. If the dollar goes sideways, we think gold will gradually rise, maybe to $1,380 an ounce, and then higher over the course of the year. A kind of slow motion rally, if you will.
And what was really interesting this week, not only for earnings, but we had Mark Zuckerberg in front of Congress.
We did. That was very entertaining to watch. Did you find it entertaining?
I did. It was interesting in terms of the questions that he was being asked.
Yeah, I thought the questions were fascinating, and I thought that maybe if they had gotten a few 20-year-olds up there to ask questions instead of those senators, perhaps some more pointed questions would have been asked.
Right. Like I almost had a feeling that maybe some of the questions were about programming a VCR at that point.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Tim.
And so we have, so also I think the cryptocurrency market has, these last few days have been pretty positive. It's been seeing a lot of pain these last few months.
Oh my goodness, it has been a lot of pain, and you and I probably both know people who are hodling for dear life through the decline.
Right. It's especially toward the beginning of the year, where you know, there's this popular meme that's being passed around the internet where you see in various different months, one person has, like, if you invest in crypto 1 month, up to this month you would have a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, then it drops down to a Hyundai, and then essentially ends up to be a tricycle.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, you're right, this week was some relief, and so Some people actually saw some gains for the first time in a while.
Yeah, and with blockchain technology, I think that blockchain has made its mark, and it's just going to be implemented in so many different industries, and it could change so many different things. But some of these cryptocurrencies, to say the least, are very volatile.
Very volatile, and it remains to be seen which ones are actually going to have use cases and which ones are not going to have use cases, and that shakeout is going to continue to go on for some time, I think.
And the securitized tokens, the SEC is really cracking down on securitized tokens. This is a way for companies to raise money without going under the, not being in the purview of the SEC.
Of the SEC, or an attempt to do so at least. And the SEC finally seems to be cottoning on to this realization and expressing the willingness to go after people who are essentially marketing securities without jumping through the necessary hoops to do so legally.
That's right. Well, we wish everyone a wonderful weekend. Stay safe on Friday the 13th. Again, please, if you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast. It's broadcast on a weekly basis. In addition, we have our email updates. If you visit our website, we are running a special program right now where we have a recession watcher's guide, where if you download the white paper, you'll be able to see some of the things that we're monitoring. And to really be honest, are we in a recession right now? And it's been a very, very, very volatile market. And downloading the guide will give you some clarity. And also, you know, if you have any questions after reading the guide, or have any questions after listening to this podcast, please feel free to give us a call. Our telephone number is 310-826-8600. We love audience participation. We love to get questions from our listeners as well as our readers. and we appreciate all the support over these last 45 plus years now.
That's great. Thanks, Tim.
Well, thank you for listening, and we'll be talking and hearing from you soon.